Sani Lei. There's a svara to say amo. Sometimes you hate your brother-in-law. Like my brother-in-law could be one or the other. Either you like him or you hate him. But we have to be afraid maybe this lady hates her brother-in-law. So when she hears that her husband died, like first, and then the child, so why does she hear that there's no mitzvah yibum, she'll get married to somebody else? So she's so happy about the news that she doesn't have to get married to the brother-in-law, she doesn't have to have a mitzvah yibum, that maybe she'll jump and marry somebody else before she'll really check it out if her first husband died or not. Because up until now she was worried, maybe there'll be a mitzvah yibum. But now that they tell her that there's no mitzvah yibum, she's so happy about it that she'll get married to somebody else without checking out. So maybe we should not leave the Eidecha. That was the Shaila. That's what the Yisra of Sheshis. So on this he answers back, the Gemara says, Omulu Rav Sheshis, Rav Sheshis answers back, Tini So, we aren't like this. It says, now Mishnah, Omru Lo, Meis Balecha, and Eidecha came and told her, you should know your husband died. V'yacha Kech Meis Bincha, and then your child died. So it comes out what, at the time a husband died, there's no Mitzvah Yibum, because they had a child at that time. So therefore, v'nisach, she got married to somebody else, she's allowed to. V'yacha kach omru lo chilafayu advorim, and then later we'll soon see that two Adim came and told her the opposite way. That what happened was, first your child died, and then your husband died. So it comes out at the time your husband died, there was no children, so there should be a mitzvah yibum. So therefore, what, you have no right to get married to somebody else? You're called the shemeres yavam. There's a brother alive, and your husband died without children, there's a mitzvah yibum, you're not allowed to get married to somebody else. So Mishnah says what? Teitzei, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, that the din is chai v'lav, and the din is teitzei, kdushin is not chal, v'yavlad risham v'yachren mamzer. According to Rabbi Kiva, with a chai v'lavin, the kids are mamzer. Because l'maisa, this isha is the shemeres yavam. She has a brother, that's a brother-in-law that's alive. She's supposed to have yibum with him. And instead she got married to somebody else, that's the lav of Loisiyah Esha Samei Sachutza. So therefore she's a Zachai Bilavin. The Kivo, Zachai Bilavin, Kedushin is not Chal, the kids are Mamza. That's what our Mishnah says. Now, Hechi Domi, how's the Mishnah talking about? Ilai Motreil Trey, like we said before, if you want to say that two Edim first said that the kid died first, that first died the husband and then the kid, that there was no Mrs. Yibum, and then another two Edim said the opposite way, for the Gemara, my chazas, the Sam Chasani, Smoichahani, who tells you to believe the second pair of Edim, that says there is a Mrs. Yibum, maybe believe the first two Edim, like a strange trade, two against two. When you have two Edim saying one way, and two witnesses saying the other way, how do you know which one to believe? So Machlekes in the Gemara is called Sofik Diraisa, Sofik Dirabonin, but our core part of it remains a Sofik though. So how can you say so for sure to believe the second one? V'yoid mamzer. V'yoid mamzer. Sofik mamzeru. What does the Mishnah say like when she got married to another man? The kids are mamzer. Because there's a lav of Shemeres Yavam. Who says she's a Shemeres Yavam? It's Train Trey. The first two Edim says she's not a Yavam. Yavama. The first two Edim says that first the husband died and then the child. So at the time the husband died, there was a child involved. So there's no Mrs. Yibum. So why should this kid now, the fact she got married to another man, even though, like the second Edim, she's a Shemeres Yavam, but according to the first Edim, she's Mutter. So why is the kid a Vade Mamzer? At most, it should be a Suffolk Mamzer. Again, V'chitayim, maybe you want to tell me, like Duck, the Mishnah doesn't say exactly, didn't check it out carefully. No, I'll show you, the Mishnah talks B'diuk. Harmidik Tani Seifa. Since the end of the Mishnah says, that her Rishain Mamzer, the Yachran and a Mamzer, only calls the man the husband did not really die, then if she has a kid from another husband, is the kid a Mamzer. But once the Edom says that now the husband died, and she still stays with the second husband, the kid's not a Mamzer anymore. So, Shemamina the Davka Ketoni, we see clearly our Mishnah says B'diuk exactly what it means. So that's a Kasha then. So why does the first part of the Mishnah say the kid's a Mamzer? El Alav, you have to say the case was like this. Chad. That first there was only one Eidecha that told you should know. That first your husband died, and then the child died. So an Eidecha is telling her that the husband died first, there's no Mrs. Yibum. An Eidecha is telling her you don't have to have Yibum with your brother-in-law, but you're allowed to get married to somebody else. And we believe him. Because why? The time of the Yosef Beitreach Shu. Why does our Mishnah say to believe the second pair of Eidim only because they were two? Because now two Edom came and said the opposite. They said, no, first the child died, and then the husband died. So there is a mitzvah yibum. Holav hochi, if it wouldn't be for the two Edom that came later, if we would only have the first Eid Echad, mehemon, we would believe the Eid Echad. So Sheshes proves it from our Mishnah, that if an Eid Echad tells a lady, you should know that first your husband died, and then your child. So according to this Eid, there's no mitzvah yibum. Because at the time the husband died, there was a kid alive. So there's no mitzvah yibum. So you see, you believe the Eid Echad, that she is allowed to get married because of the Eid Echad. So Mora says, maybe there's no proof. L'yayla, maybe our mission is tray and tray. Really, if an Eid Echad tells her this, maybe she's not allowed to believe the Eid Echad. The Rabbanim weren't matara. Because we have to be afraid that maybe she hates the Yavam, and therefore, as soon as she hears that there's no mitzvah yibum, she'll jump and get married to somebody else. So really, one Eid Echad we don't believe. But the Mishnah is talking about tray or tray. That first, there were two Eidim that told her that first your husband died and then your son. So the first two Eidim told her she's allowed to get married. So then the question was, if it's tray and tray, why do you believe the second pair more than the first pair? It's two against two. It remains a suffix. We don't know which pair to believe. The Teretziz we're talking about over here, Ukidiyoma Rav Acha Bar Min Yumi, Tabi Eidei Hazoma. Like he says in the Moron Kedushin, there's a case, when do we believe the second pair of Edim? When the Mazmim, the first pair. Hazama means not that they're saying the opposite of the first, but they're saying like this. How could you first two pair of Edim say that you saw the way the husband died? Sunday morning, you with us, someplace else, a different city. So it'd be Mazmim, then we're saying that they're not telling the truth. So by Hazama, then we believe the second pair of Edim. That's the Xeris HaKosav HaZoma. His Hochinami B'Yedi HaZoma. Here also, the second pair of Edim is telling the first pair, not Stam was saying different than you, but was saying that you don't know what you're talking about. Because at the time when you say that you saw him died, you weren't there. You were in a different city altogether. So you, B'chlal, don't know if he died or not. So therefore, we believe the second pair of Edim and not the first pair. And then the second pair made the map for to say, like, you don't know, that day you were with us. That didn't happen. But we saw Taka the way the next day, that the story happened the opposite way. That we saw the way that first the kid died, and then the husband died. So there is a mitzvah yibum. So the kitzum, that's why we believe the second pair made him, and not the first pair. Because not just one against, like two against two, but the second pair being mazmim, the first pair. Oh, Malay Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, V'yamri Lein Some Say Rav Acha Rav Ashi, Toshima, come and bring your proof. The locher is Eina Isha Nemenes Leimer Meis Yavmi. An Isha alone is not nemo to say that my brother-in-law died. Meis Yavmi Sheinosei that I want to get married to somebody else. She's not allowed to say that. V'loy Meis Achosi Sheikonas Lebeisa. And a lady also can't say that my sister died. She akonis lebeisa, I want to get married. Because a lady is not able to say that my sister died. In other words, her sister was married. And now she wants to get married to her husband. So the sister is not able to tell the husband, like, your wife died, because my sister died, and I want to marry you. So Dik is he niyud loy mehemna. She's not neman because she's like an agayba dover over here. Of her eidechad neman, but mashma another eidechad would be believed. To see an eidechad is neman to tell the isham that the yavam died, that she's allowed to get married to somebody else, and we're not afraid to say that she'll jump to drill like and get married without really checking it out. For the more time, according to your tam, ema sefer. What does the yen say? It says eino ish neman loyma meis achai. Brother is not nemut to say that my brother died. In other words, a lady doesn't know what happened to her husband. The brother of the husband is not allowed to come to her and say, no, I saw the way your husband died, and therefore let me be niyabmiya. We don't believe the man. We're afraid maybe he's lying. Let's say a man that's married, he has a wife, and he goes over to his wife's sister and tells Ishno, my wife just died, and your sister just died, let me marry you. So the man is not Neman, because he's Magei Bedover. So the Dik is what? Who kneeled by Mehemon? He's not Neman. Who Eidechot Mehemon? But Mashmir and Eidechot is believed. That's what's Mashmir. If you want to make this diik. So, like, we're trying to prove the diik is not a good diik. Why? Because, like this. Bishleima Gabi Isha. Bishleima, there should be a svara why we believe in Eidechot by an Isha. Mishumiguna. Is Akilo Barabonin. The Rabbanan don't want the lady to remain without getting married. So therefore, if an Eidechot tells them that her husband died, we believe in Eidechot. We make it easy for the Isha that she could get married. But what in the world should be the Svara and Eidechot should be believed for a man? The Mashla man now, if an Eidechot says, you should know, your wife died, and therefore you're allowed to marry your sister. Why should we believe in Eidechot? There's no Iguna by a man. A man's not allowed to marry his wife's sister, true? But if he has a doubt that his wife is dead or not, he can marry somebody else. Midiraisi allowed to have two wives. So there's no ego by the man. So why should we believe in Eidecha now that says that his wife died in order that he can marry the sister? What kind of svar is that? So the kid said, there can't be a deek from this Mishnah. So it's not a deek to say that he's not Neman, but an Eidecha also is Neman. No, an Eidecha also is not Neman. Elo, what's Pshan the Mishnah? Ki Yitzchak Rabbi Akiva Yitzchak. The Chiddush is according to Rabbi Yitzchak. According to Rabbi Akiva. Ki Yitzchak Rabbi Akiva Yitzchak. That Tzavka, that the Chemin Achai would have thought. Hoyo v'yom of Rabbi Akiva. Since Rabbi Akiva, she there is. Yesh mamzer v'chai v'lavin. That whenever they're doing Avei Rav Chai v'lavin. If they have a kid, the kid's a mamzer. Eima. Chai. Yesh. Kilkula. Kilkula dezare. V'daiko kamash mulon. That we should say a svara, maybe she's chayish, not to make a kid into a mamzer. So maybe we should believe her. Kamash mulon, no, still we don't believe her. So now the deek of the Mishnah is not to say that she's not Neman, but an Eidechot is Neman. Pshita Eidechot is not Neman here. But the chiddush is that she herself is not Neman. There's a svara to say, if Anisha says that my Yovam died, we should believe her. Because what does she want to do now? Get married to somebody else. According to Rabbi Akiva, if she gets married to somebody else when she's not supposed to, her kid is going to be a mamzer. So I would have thought that she'll check out very carefully in order the kid should not be a mamzer. So maybe we should believe her. Kamashma, no, still we don't believe her. That's the chiddush. Not the chiddush is that she's not believed, but an Eidechot is believed. An Eidechot Avada could be is also not believed. But the chiddush is that she herself is not believed. If Anisha comes and says that my Yovam died, or else she says that my husband died. Or else she can't say, like, Anisha can't come and say, my sister died. Her sister was married. So she goes along to her brother-in-law and says, you know, my sister just died, marry me. So we should have said to believe her, because she wouldn't lie then. Because if she's lying, then the kid is going to be a mamzer. So maybe she'll be afraid to make a kid into a mamzer. She shouldn't be believed. That's the Kamash Mom knows, still she's not believed. Benachnam, he could be an Eidechot, also was not Neman. Right, the Rava says, Eidechot Neman be Yavama. Rava says, yes, an Eidechot is Neman by Yavama. When Eidechot can tell her that the Yavam died and she can get married to somebody else. We believe in Eidechot. Mikal v'chayma, it's a kal v'chayma. Liyisa koris etarto, liyisa lav l'kol shchein. Madach in the first Mishnah when Eidechot says that her husband died. She's allowed to get married to somebody else. And if it's not true, she's over chiyiv koris, she's an eshes ish. Over here, all she is a shmeris Yavam. Her husband died. The question is, there's a mitzvah yibum. If an Eidechot says that the brother died, pshit, you should leave the Eidechot. Because even if she gets married to somebody else, it's only a chayv yelavin. So it's a svar for sure to leave the Eidechot. Omele yomer rabbon l'rabba. He yatzma techiach, the lady herself, for sure is not like that. The least the korah setarta. We have before Nisha's name to say your husband died and get married to somebody else. We believe the Yisha herself. But liyis alav leyatarta. But here we say the Isha herself is not never to say the Yavam died. If she says the Yavam died, we don't believe her. We're afraid maybe she's lying. So kiss you see a svara that she herself, for Chai v'lavin, we're afraid more than a Chai v'krisus. So verse says, V'yela iyi my time l'memna. Why don't we believe her? T'echiv when there's din the nisanyele, sometimes she hates her brother-in-law. L'edaika mintzava. So therefore, she doesn't check it out too well. As soon as she thinks her brother-in-law died, right away she'll go and get married to somebody else. Eidechot namen, the same so far as been Eidechot. We have to be afraid sometimes the lady hates a brother-in-law. So if an Eidecha tells her that a brother-in-law died, she'll jump to joy and say, ah, I don't have to have Yibum anymore. And she'll right away get married to somebody else before she really checks it out. So that's Rava Svara to say.
They're not Rava. And Rava says we do a believer. But that's as far to say that Rava is wrong. That Rava is wrong and Eidecha is not Neman.
Just like she is not Neman on herself, who was in Eidecha also is not Neman.
This is Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Zel midrash dorsh Reb Lezer b'masya."
That in the case of if the second husband gives her a gift, it means nothing.
Like in the case where she was married to her first husband,
two Eidim told her first husband died, so she had a right to get married to somebody else. And then the first husband comes back, so halacha is the Mishnah says she does not need a gift from the second husband, because she had a right. She's an onus. And if the second husband gives her a get, it means nothing. She's still mutter to a kain. Because Levi's first husband is still alive. So she's not going to get married to somebody else. The second kedusha was never chal. So therefore the second husband does not have to give her a get. And if he gives her a get, it means nothing. So in the case when the first husband dies now, she's called an amana, she'll be mutter to a kain.
Mer says, Omer Rav Yudom Rav, Hevel el Rav Lozal, Midrash Bei Magnisa, Reb Lezer should have dashed a pearl. He should have dashed better. For Dorosh Pechasp, instead he dashed like an earthly kli. In other words, he didn't make the drusha too good out of this pusik. He should have dashed better. So Mora says, my Maganisa, what could have he dashed better? What would have been the pearl? The Tanya was not like this. The Isha Gerusha Meisha. There's a case that an Isha received a gift only from a husband. What does that mean? Afilon lan esgash ele meisha psula lakuna. Let's say a man gives his wife a get. Usually when you give a get to your wife, you let her give her heta, she can marry whoever she wants. Let's say you give her a get to say, you are still also to the whole world. I don't want to give you a heta to get married to anybody. I'm only giving you a get for me. I'm only making a get for me. So when he writes the get is not chal. But he doesn't disposate that if a man gives it to a lamaisa and then the husband dies, this Isha is possible to marry to a kain. That's called the reyach of a get. A little bit of a get it is. Now, even though it's not a real get, but nageya to a kain, she received a get that she has a shen grusha on her. That's this pasuk. That the Isha grusha meisha. Even if she's only a grusha from her own husband, nobody else. She's not going to get married to anybody else. Only her husband got rid of her. Even though really the get is not how, but I call upon her to a kain though, she's possible. That's the drusha from this pasuk.
Yeah, the Mishnah says like this: Misha holcha ishtoy lemdina sayom. If somebody, his wife, went away. Up until now, we're talking about the husband goes away. Now we're talking about, let's say, your wife left you, went to mdina sayom. Bo v'yomru loy meis ishtecha. So Chveis and Eid came back and told you, you should know, your wife died. V'nosa sachoisa. So what did you do? You went ahead and married her sister. You married her sister. Because time to get married to somebody else, there's no issa d'iraisa. You lot have two wives. But here to marry your wife's sister, that's also d'iraisa. So they told you that your wife died, so now it's mutter to marry your sister. And then what happens is that your wife comes home, in other words, the aide made a mistake, and your wife is still alive. So the locher is muteris lasaloi. You're allowed to go back and live with your wife. Your wife is not also to you.